So, Meg, you are talking about being in the military, and you said you were a medic. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, so a medic, which now I believe is called healthcare specialist, is, I always say it's kind of similar to being like a paramedic, where it's not a full nurse job. I think nurses have more training, like in civilian side nurses, but similar to paramedic, where you have certain like minor procedures that you're trained to do and higher level things than just an EMT, like doing IVs and giving shots and stitches and things like that. And you're trained, because it's the military, you're especially trained for emergency situations and how to treat someone who has maybe some serious life-threatening wounds.
So wow.
That's a medic.
That sounds like a really difficult job. I mean, it's not your typical just soldier job. You must have had a lot of schooling and education.
I had, well, everyone goes through the initial about 2.5 months, like basic training, and that's more kind of basic combat skills and physical training, that kind of thing. And then I had 4 months past that to train to be a medic. So we went through like a emergency medical technician course, just like civilian side, and got certified with that. And then we had additional training for the military skills, like IVs and emergency procedures.
Right. Can you explain what IV is?
IV is intravenous, like getting fluids into your body. So if you've been injured and you've lost a lot of blood, or maybe you're dehydrated and you need some fluid in your body quickly, then we stick a needle into your vein, and then the fluids go in. And the needle comes back out, but a little tube stays in. And then you can get fluids quickly that way.
So anybody that's been to the doctor knows that's always kind of the anxious moment when the nurse or the person is going to stick the needle in. Were you good at doing that?
Oh, so once I learned how to do it, I think I was pretty good. Uh-huh. And I actually enjoyed doing it, not in a creepy way, but you know, it was, I guess because I was decent at it, that it was a part of my job that I enjoyed. But, for myself, before we went through that training, I actually became dehydrated and needed to get an IV myself.
Oh, wow.
And I was terrified because I really hadn't had that before in my life. And so the nurse was going to come, you know, put the needle in my arm. And I was like, no, isn't there another? I'll just drink a lot of water. And she was saying, aren't you going to be a medic? And I was like, I haven't trained yet. I don't do it. So,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I was recently in the hospital, and they had me strapped up for both blood and for the water, the intravenous drip. And it's annoying because you can't really move.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to get up and walk anywhere, you're strapped with all these tubes, and it's not very convenient.
Yeah, or at least you have to be careful. When I was getting the IV, I didn't know that the needle doesn't stay in your arm. Now, for some things it does. For blood, maybe it's different. I'm not sure. But, so I was trying to be so careful, too. But you still want it to go well, so you don't want to move very much.
Right. So what percentage of people would you say freak out when they get the needle?
Oh, probably 90 or 95%.
Oh, really?
Yeah, even, you know, tough army guys would come in and be like, they'd be like, oh, I'm fine. And they'd be like, well, we need to give you an IV. And they'd be like,
Right. Nobody likes that.
No.
So you transitioned, you were in the medical profession, and then you moved to education. Why did you leave the medical profession for education?
Yeah, that's interesting, because I became a medic in the military because I thought after I, when I could continue college, that I would be a nurse or a doctor. But my time serving as a medic helped me learn that that was not what I wanted to do for my career after all. So I definitely I'm glad that I had those skills and the things that I learned and was able to experience, but English had kind of been on the back burner, and so then I thought, okay, let me revisit this, and it led to English education.
Wow. Have you ever thought about being an English specialist for people in the medical fields, like teaching doctors and nurses?
I guess I haven't thought about that specifically. Sometimes I've thought about going back to military. They do have some, like, English schools in the military, and so I guess that would be related also. It could be. Yeah, so that would be interesting. Something to think about.
All right. Great. Thanks, Meg.
Mm-hmm.